embracing loss, embracing death, that it's all part of life, and how important that is to recognize that, to accept that. You were born one day and you're going to die one day. What I had always heard was that from the day you were born, your days were not marked. You cannot argue. You cannot say it wasn't his time or her time to go. Only the Creator knows that. Only God knows that. That there is your day that you're going to be called. And that you always be prepared, because you do not know when your time comes. You don't necessarily have to be an old person to die, or that you die of old age. You could be struck down. That was always really stressed to us. And one of the things about that you don't stay angry at people, that forgiveness is really important. Because when a person, your loved one, your children, your spouse, whomever within your family or your friends, it may be the last time you see them when you say goodbye to them. In your household, don't go to bed angry. Always thank the Creator for the day. Thank the Creator for your family, for your children, your grandchildren. Thank the Creator for all that He has given you. Appreciate what you have, because maybe tomorrow you won't have that. You won't have some member of your family. So you always be careful not to be angry and carry your anger to bed at night. Again, in the morning, thank the Creator for giving you another day on this earth, and to be prepared for what the day brings. You put a lot of trust in the Creator. You put a lot of your trust in the hands of the Creator. Whatever happens to you, you have no control over it. When the Creator feels it's your time, or sees that it is your time, you will go. And you can't blame people. You can't point your fingers and blame people and do this. If I'd only done that. Then it's a little too late for that, to be blaming yourself or other people. So it was just a matter of being prepared for whatever the day brings. Simply put, that's what it boils down to. To stop and, you know, acknowledge people and spend time with your family, your children. Really, really important. So you don't have regrets when you lose someone. I think all we can do at a time of a loss is to say we've done our best. And I don't have any regrets. When an individual passes away, whether it be a sudden death or whether it be through illness, that you don't question it, you accept it. You accept it as the end of a life, and that you will meet again at another place, another time. That's very important, is the belief in the spirit world, that their spirits will always come back to you and will be around you. When we have our funerals, we have the wake. Preferably, it's 4 days after 4 days from the time of death that we have the wake. And people will stay up all night just to sit there throughout the night. People take turns, they will, or just stay and visit throughout the night till daylight. In the morning, there are things that need to be taken care of with the family. And that's when an elder or a person that knows how to take care of these kinds of practices, that believes in the healing of the cedar, the letting go. And at the first break of daylight, you go and you help people that have lost a loved one, for them to say their final goodbye to the individual, that they are brushed, and to send them away in a good way so that they're not going to be grieving and holding the spirits back from going on their journey. Because if you do that, if you are not willing to let go, or you're not prepared to let go, then the spirit of your loved one is always going to be around, but not in a good way, because they see you grieving, they see that you're hurting. So therefore you need to let go, and this is why we do the very early morning ritual when our loved ones leave us, with the help of an elder or some person that's done it before and knows how it's done. It's a very sacred time. It's a sacred ceremony. And the family members come up one at a time and stand by the casket and say their goodbye and do their own meditation in their own heart to do some soul searching and give permission for the spirit to go freely, and that we will meet again in another time. And when we go to do the, in our community, we have the Catholic Church that's used by our people. And there's services, and then the casket is walked up to the cemetery by pallbearers, and everybody puts a hand there. It could be women, you could go and put your hand there, help lift the casket, walk the casket, all the way up to the cemetery. Because this is the very last thing you're going to do for that individual in their lifetime here with the families and their loved ones. It's your way of saying goodbye and letting go. At the cemetery, we have men that go and dig first thing in the morning. They don't dig early, or they don't dig the day before, because the belief is that if you dig and leave the ground open overnight, that's inviting, it's like an invitation to other family members to go on that journey. So this is why the ground is dug. It's all dug by hand, but by our guys. It's not dug with a machine. And they use shovel and picks and dig. And it usually takes them about maybe 2-3 hours to do that. And the men are usually really good. They come out and they're there, take turns. It's a big job, especially in bad weather, winter months. You know, they still go up there. And we always acknowledge those people that do that, to thank them We thank them at the cemetery and tell them, you know, that they will get their reward, that they will have the spirit of our loved ones that we've just put away, that they will be there to help when you need the help. So everything that goes around comes around. That is the belief. You've gone to help, you've put your hand there, when they lower the casket into the ground, it's all done by hand again, by the community members. They take turns and they cover the ground, fill up the grave with the dirt again till it's completed and it's finished. And I think by doing that keeping up that tradition is really important. It completes the work that needs to be done. It's a feeling of completion, that we didn't depend on someone to come and do that work or some equipment or machine to do that. It's a good feeling. It's a feeling of letting go. And we usually have a lunch that people have donated all the food. They've volunteered their time to prepare food. And our services are usually quite long. If we have a service at 10 in the morning, sometimes it'll go till 2 and 3 in the afternoon because it's lengthy, service is long, ceremony is long. Walking up to the cemetery in itself is a long, you know, could be a long haul, and then the final burial. So then people have a meal together. The meal is not served until the family get there, the immediate family, and they serve themselves first, or they're served. And then there's another ceremony that takes place. You know, it is our tradition to help people in every way that we can, and the last thing we do is to invite people to make a contribution. It doesn't matter how little it is. It's out of your pocket. They call it wiping the tears away, to help wipe the tears away. It's not that you're going to be indebted to people. People gave because they wanted to do something for you. And they say, don't take this as that you're indebted to me, but take it as a hanky. It's like a handkerchief. It's to help wipe your tears away. So that's done every time we have a funeral, that we have that practice, and that money could be used to whatever, wherever they need to, whether it be to the funeral home for a headstone or for, you know, they may have had to go out and buy an outfit or whatever for family members, but usually there's, you know, anywhere from, depending on the number of people that's there, you know, you could, you know, be $300 to $3,000, you know, that is given and collected and documented and given to the family to do as they wish with that money. So that's one of the things we do at our funerals. It's very, very important. And we take children to funerals. We don't deny them the right to know what is going on, because for them it's an acceptance too of the cycle of life. I know in some cultures that they don't, or they discourage children from seeing, you know, a funeral or be part of or to be exposed because it's going to traumatize them. But our belief is that if you explain to your children, you know, what it's all about, you say your goodbyes and not hide it from them. I think hiding it from them becomes more of a trauma to them in the long run. So I feel comfortable. You know, I've always taken my children to funerals ever since I was a little girl. I used to always go with my elders and be with them and to learn. How else would we learn if we don't watch how the elders are doing the work that needs to be done and the respect that is shown at a time like that? It's very humbling. You don't, you know, you are not to be running around and be joyous or making a lot of unnecessary noise. You go about quietly and do what needs to be done. And it's a very sacred time. So those are the things that is all part of life, and we need to accept it as that.